I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to Midday. It's Midday at the Museum. Today we meet the new executive directors of two of Baltimore's most important cultural institutions. Terry Lee Freeman comes to Baltimore from Memphis, Tennessee, where she was praised for her leadership of the National Civil Rights Museum. She's now the executive director of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. Dr. Saul Davis has taken the reins of the Jewish Museum of Maryland after a successful tenure heading the Jewish History Museum and Holocaust History Center in Tucson, Arizona. How will each of these institutions fulfill their missions, advance racial and social justice, and thrive in a post-pandemic world? Plus, WIPR's Emily Sullivan has an update on Baltimore's plan to protect vulnerable homeowners. First, the news. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Every year, the city of Baltimore sells liens on properties in an effort to collect past due property taxes and other charges. This year's sale is scheduled to take place in a couple of weeks. Yesterday, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott announced that the city will remove some homes from its annual tax sale so that people aren't put in danger of losing their homes in the middle of a pandemic. WIPR's City Hall reporter Emily Sullivan broke the story about this last week, and she joins me with the details. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. Nice to be with you.
So what is a tax sale? What happens, and why does the city do this every May?
So every May, the city tries to recover lost revenue by auctioning off liens to third-party investors. And those liens are attached to properties, and people can accrue them in a huge variety of reasons. The most common way is failing to pay your property tax. You can also get environmental citations for things like broken windows or not taking your trash out correctly. But property tax is far and away the biggest chunk of unpaid liens the city auctions off. So every year, the city gets about between $15 and $20 million of revenue from these investors. The investors then own the liens, and they can charge residents up to 12% on top of them. And that's on top of thousands of dollars of legal fees that residents have to spend to navigate this super complex process. So it's a way for people's bills to grow exponentially over the course of a year. And if they remain unpaid, investors can foreclose on their homes. That occurs about 16 months later after the sale itself. It's a very long, drawn-out process.
And who is the mayor exempting from the sale on May 17th?
So he has decided to cull owner-occupied properties from the list. And all that means is properties who the owner lives there, like residential homes or apartments.
And why them? Why not commercial owners, landlords, people like that?
Well, for reasons I spelled out earlier, Tom, that going to tax sale does put homeowners at risk of losing their homes. And even if that doesn't happen, they do have to pay thousands of dollars of money beyond the original sum they owed. So the idea is that, as the pandemic continues, as people's finances are still drastically impacted, this is one less thing they have to worry about, both the possibility of losing their homes and paying thousands more than sums they initially owed to the city.
And you mentioned that last year, the city took in $15 million. It's always usually between $15 and $20 million. How much do you think this decision is going to cost the city in terms of revenue?
Well, that's a really good question. Commercial properties and non-owner occupied properties are still, the liens attached to those two different types are still going to be on the list. So we're not totally sure yet, but the city certainly will earn some recovered revenue in mid-May. If not, they do have to account for that, because when the city writes its budget each year, they're going off of money they anticipate from earning from the tax sale, right? And so Baltimore, as many folks know, just got $670 million from the American Rescue Plan. The first half of that money is due to arrive sometime this month. And while the money can be used very broadly, there is this one really tight stipulation, and that's that Baltimore can't use that money to recoup any lost tax revenue. So the city can't say, okay, we're going to use the ARP to lower property taxes this year or to pay people's property taxes for them. So the administration has told me if there is a big deficit because of the tax sale, they're probably going to dip into the rainy day fund or try to cobble together some grants, but that's still up in the air.
And what do housing advocates think about all this?
So housing advocates are happy that Scott decided to take action. The timeline here is a little complicated, Tom. Mayor Scott said during his first State of the City address in mid-March that he would try to ensure that no one would lose their homes to tax sale. But the weeks ticked by and there was no specific action plan. So advocates had to advise people as if the sale was going on. And Friday, there was actually a huge final deadline. It was the last day that people could pay their bills and be removed from the sale. So when Mayor Scott announced his plan to remove owner-occupied homes on Monday, housing advocates were pleased that people in this group are no longer at risk. But people were really stressed about that Friday deadline, and they do wish that action came sooner.
And the city is providing some help. We've got a phone number that we'll post on our website. If you're in a position that you have a tax lien and you need to get some help from the city working all this out, so we'll put that up at the Midday webpage. Emily Sullivan, thanks so much for your reporting and for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.